All right, tonight and tomorrow is Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is the 14th day of Iyar. We know in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if somebody was Tamei or Bederech Rechoka, he was far away from the Beis HaMikdash, if he didn't offer the Korban Pesach in Nisan, so the Torah gives him an opportunity to offer the Korban Pesach in Iyar. There's a Rashash in Pesachim. So the Rashash says, there's a Mishnah that says that we don't eat tzali. In other words, if the midnight of the place is not to have tzali on the night of Pesach, you don't eat tzali, you don't eat roasted meat, because it's mechzei ke'ochel kachim. It looks like you're eating kachim b'chutz. It was roasted meat, barbecued meat, on the night of Pesach. So the Rosh Hashanah wants to say that halakha should apply to Pesach Sheni. In other words, it's tomorrow night, if the Beis HaMikdash stood, and we had not brought a Korban Pesach in Rishon, we bring a Korban Pesach tomorrow afternoon, and we would eat the Korban Pesach tomorrow night. So the Rosh Hashanah wants to say, just like on Pesach Rishon, there's an Isur of eating Tzali, so too, tomorrow night, also an Isur to eat barbecue. It's a Chumrah the Rosh Hashanah has, but it's interesting. I heard this in the name of Rav Arya Leibowitz. I looked it up, but that's what the Rosh Hashanah says. Now, there's a lot of people that have a minag, especially Hasidim, to eat matzah tomorrow. That's a common minhag, to eat matzah. And then some eat matzah tomorrow night. In other words, the minhag is to eat matzah tomorrow on the 14th. Some eat it tomorrow night. And some eat matzah with maror. And some eat matzah with maror and with a cooked egg. It's difficult to understand. First of all, the Gra would not eat matzah. The Gra held that after Pesach's over, he's only eating matzah if there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. So there's no mitzvah to eat matzah tomorrow. And the Chazon Ish was also against eating matzah. So there's a Haggadah from Rav Schechter, or from his Torah. So in the Haggadah, he points out, is more of a fundamental issue. If most of Klal Yisrael celebrates Pesach Rishon in a state of Tahara, then you have Pesach Sheni for the people who were Betuma. But if everybody's in a state of Tuma and Pesach Rishon, there is no Pesach Sheni. In other words, Pesach Sheni is not a date on the calendar. Pesach Sheni is Talui with Pesach Rishon. So if there's a Pesach Rishon where everybody brings the Korban Pesach and Pesach Rishon, then there's a Pesach Sheni. But if everybody was in a state of Tuma and Pesach Rishon, then they all bring the Korban Pesach in a state of Tuma, and there is no Pesach Sheni. So b'chlal, we wouldn't even have a Pesach Sheni.
If you tried to say that we should be saying Tachlis tomorrow,
well, that's where we're headed. Neither the Mechaber nor the Ramah mentioned Pesach Sheni in terms of dinim of Tachanun. So the original Minag Ashkenaz was to say Tachanun tomorrow. Now it's sort of permeated. Svardim don't say it, and the Minag and Hasidim don't say it, but it's kind of permeated in many different areas. There is what to say about this, though. The Rav Mirsky, he quotes in his Sefer, he quotes from the Belzer Rebbe. This is the Rebbe Yeshua Roket. He's called Der Mittler Rav. In other words, he was like the... His father was the Sar Shalom, and his son was Rav Yitzchak Dov. Anyway, so he lived in the 19th century. He died in 1894. So it's part of a longer conversation that he had. He had a give and take with Rav Yosef Shal Nathanson, the Sholem Eshiv. So he said that that if he wants to say that if there was no, let's say like now, let's say we don't have a Beis HaMikdash now. Let's say the Beis HaMikdash would be built, you know, today. So would we bring Pesach Sheni? The Belzer Rebbe wants to say that we would bring a Pesach Sheni. In other words, there's one Shita in the Yerushalmi that holds that if the Beis HaMikdash is built between the first and the second Pesach, that you would bring it. And there's a Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says, Nira Barur, Im Yibarevi HaMikdash Bein Shnei Pesachim. It seems to me clear. This is what the Minchas Chinuch says. If the Beis HaMikdash is built between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, came into Rishon lo yu Yisrael sham lo yu Mikdash. Since the first one, there was no Beis HaMikdash, call Yisrael yasu Pesach Sheni. So everybody would do Pesach Sheni. So that kind of gives a little more strength. And the Minchas Chinuch says, Vani kotev ze bein shnei Pesachim. He, the Minchas Chinuch, says, I'm writing these words between the two Pesachim, between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. He says, Yiratzon shi b'nei b'hira konim Pesach Sheni. I'm hoping that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will permit the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash before Pesach Sheni. Then I said Pesach Sheni, Amen, Amen. And we'll build Pesach, and we'll have Pesach Sheni. So that would be a svara to say that way. Now, the Meshech Chachma wants to say even more. Meshech Chachma wants to say, in a situation like this, where all of Klal Yisrael would be making, you know, this is a very unusual situation, like working within that Shita, where all of Klal Yisrael would be doing Pesach Sheni, Meshech Chachma wants to say that they would celebrate 7 days. 7 days in ER, I don't know how they would do it with Yontiv or not, but he wants to say you'd have a 7-day holiday. So this fits in. There's some people have the minhag. I think this will be for the anti-Tachanun people. Some people have the minhag. Some people leave out the Tachanun one day. Then some people want to say the 14th, the 15th. But some want to say a whole week. That you don't say Tachanun for a whole week. Now, the whole week really begins on the 14th. But here you have a svara to say, like, there's a 7-day period where it would have some shaychus. But I think the stronger argument, or probably the real basis for that argument, it's based on the Zohar. He quotes it here. This is Zohar that says that that during this period of time, let me get it. One second. Anyway, the Zohar says that it's a time of eight ratzon. That this period of time is a time of the eight ratzon. And the Taran or Petuchin, I think the gates are open. I wanted to get the language. Oh, why is it here? One second. Okay, got it. Yeah. So the Zohar says Taran Petuchin, that the gates in Shemayim are open during this period of time. So we have a period of time where we wouldn't say Tachanun. All right, let me just wrap this up with one more last point. I should mention that there's Rav Shlomo Kluger also has an idea. Rav Shlomo Kluger says, if you look in Parshas Balocha, it says that in the second month, on the 20th of the month, the Anan lifted up and Klal Yisrael traveled. Now, in the Midbar, they only made one Korban Pesach. That's in year two. That's the only time they made a Korban Pesach. And that year is when they had this chiddush about Pesach Sheni. People said, we're Tamei, we want to make Pesach Sheni. So the Meshech Chachma says that you see in the Torah that the Anan, that they traveled on the 20th of the month. So he wants to say that there's a block of time, you know, in ER between the 14th and the 20th, and that was the time of Simcha, and they didn't travel during that period of time. All right, now there's also a tumult in the poskim. Tomorrow is also the last fast of Bahab. In other words, tomorrow is a fast day that among Ashkenazim, the Rishonim bring down, that they fast the Monday, the Thursday, the Monday after Sukkot and after Pesach, and tomorrow is the last Monday. So as between fast and Pesach Sheni, it's like a tension, which do you do? So some want to say that B'Klal there's no fast, that Pesach Sheni trumps the fast. Others want to say it doesn't trump the fast, but you just leave Tachanun out. It's like it is if you would have a bris on a fast, so you leave it out. Okay, I think that's the Rashi parakim with this. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Rabbi Chananya Bekashim Varshav, Telfichot, Chabon, Tzvot, Shnemar.